Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, God is able to do far more abundantly than anything we can ask or think. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, Fred, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl is
hey.
In the studio. Good morning, Brother Steve.
How's everybody doing today?
We're doing good, man. How
good.
You doing?
I'm
that
wonderful.
A new shirt?
It is a new shirt.
Tell us about it. Where'd you
like
get it
once upon a time. I don't know where it was
it's
made.
It's a Paisley shirt.
It is.
It's a good Paisley shirt.
So, but, yeah, I was running low on Paisley shirts, you know, so.
You?
Yeah. Well, you started.
Yeah, we need to take up a collection.
No,
you got a reputation.
You're paying me well enough to buy my own shirts.
Yeah.
It's good. It's all good. But
okay.
I just went did a Google search for Paisley shirts, and man, some cool shirts. Now, got to do a search for Paisley T-shirts so that we can do an AFA logo in Paisley or something like that.
Is there such a thing?
No,
Paisley
not
t-shirts?
Yet. I want to. I'm trying to figure out how
he's
to.
He's got
to
start a trend.
I want to start a trend.
Start a trend.
A fashion trend. Paisley t-shirts.
I want to do. I want to see if we can do this Paisley AFA shirt.
You know, if we did that, that might be a big seller.
I'm thinking.
Would it though?
Yeah. Who doesn't want a Paisley t-shirt?
I don't. No offense to Steve.
I wear it.
I like Paisley on Steve.
Right. Kidding.
All right. Thank you for joining us, everybody. It's Share-a-thon. Our theme, Ed, is what is our theme for Share-a-thon this fall?
Yes, he can.
Yes, he
and
can.
That he is with a capital H.
Right.
That and this is taken from that theme is taken from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. This is from the English Standard Version. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within
Amen.
Us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. And that's
Amen.
The tail end
Praise
of
God.
The Apostle Paul's prayer for the Christians there at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 3. So we do have our folks who are in charge of Share-a-thon, they do pray in the months ahead of a Share-a-thon for a theme that they believe God wants us to focus on. And that's why they pick some music to go along with it. We heard a song from Cain, C-A-I-N. That was the lead into this segment. So here's the number to call if you want to give to our fall Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. That phone rings right here in at our American Family Association, American Family Radio headquarters in Tupelo, Mississippi, 877-616-2396. And we've had callers from all over the country.
Oh, we have.
Texas, North Carolina, Minnesota, West Virginia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Maryland.
You know where Stephen called in
Virginia.
From?
Virginia. What now?
You know where Stephen called in from?
Stephen? Yep. Winnebago, Minnesota.
Is that where they make Winnebagos?
I don't know.
The campers.
I don't know if that's where they make them.
Winnebago, Minnesota. Steve, type of your news, man.
I'm going to do this.
Do investigative journalism.
There you go.
Find out if the Winnebago campers are RVs.
Where are they made?
Are they made in Winnebago, Minnesota?
I'm going to do this out loud. You to be quicker.
What now?
Is there a relationship between Winnebago, Minnesota, and the Winnebago motorhome?
So lazy.
My fingers, man.
I'm the same as Steve.
Yes, there's a relationship. Winnebago Industries, the motorhome manufacturer, moved its corporate headquarters to Eden Prairie, Minnesota in 2021. It has numerous facilities in the state. The company's namesake, however, is the Winnebago Tribe. The town of Winnebago, Minnesota, shares the name with the tribe.
Okay.
An Indian tribe.
Yeah.
I remember. Used to be so many Winnebago campers. You referred to every camper as a Winnebago.
Yeah, it's kind of like Kleenex or something.
Yeah, or Coke.
Yeah.
Back in the day, people would have a Sprite and you'd say, hey, they got a Coke. So anyway.
Hey, like Coke, what flavor would you like, Dr. Pepper?
Let me go ahead and just mention the premiums. That'd be okay.
Yeah, for a $50,000 donation, we'll send them a Winnebago.
You might have to do a little more than that.
A little more than that now. Maybe 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
I didn't say what year.
What year the Winnebago
is? 1973 Winnebago.
If you give $50,000.
We'll pay you to take it.
Here are our fall Share-a-thon premiums, folks. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the 2026 Founders Planner, just like a day runner or day planner back in the day. Very nice spiral-bound planner with
spiraling
months.
Up.
It's spiraling upward.
Yes.
All kinds of great stuff
like
there.
Life.
And now, if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, so that's a repeating gift each month, you will receive not only the 2026 Founders Planner, but the brand spanking new book by Alex McFarland and Bert Harper. They host the Exploring the Word program here, heard weekdays on American Family Radio at 3 p.m. Central Time. The name of the book is 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times. That is, if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. The number to call, if you would like to do that, is 877-616-2396. Now, folks, if someone's out there and you want to give $50,000, we'll probably send you 10 books.
We're not going to say no.
We're not going to say no.
We're not going to try to talk you out of it.
877-616-2396. Or you can give safely and securely online at AFR.net.
What's your first story, Steve?
Well, everybody's gearing up for the 2026 midterm elections.
I know I am.
I know. Have you declared yet?
No, I'm gearing up.
There you go. Well, one of the people that's gearing up in California is a lady named, she's a former congresswoman, current congresswoman, Katie Porter.
Katie
wants to run for governor of California. Gavin Newsom, unfortunately, to the rest of the country, is terming out, term limiting out.
Because that's sad.
He's going to be looking for a run to the White House, everybody says.
No kidding.
Term limiting out.
Kind of like flaming out.
Political. I term out on sometimes on Saturday afternoons.
I know, but he's terming out on his – he's going to run for president, isn't he?
Probably. I knew some, yeah. That's yeah.
Pretty, he's been running for president since he was mayor of San Francisco.
Yeah,
first put on Brill Cream.
Yeah.
He personally keeps Brill Cream in business.
I think so. Anyway, Katie Porter wants to have the seat for herself. Now, she's become a little bit of a firebrand. Mm-hmm. She has garnered a reputation, let's see, as being maybe an unreasonable boss, for example. She got a temper, is what is the allegations are.
Lady with a temper.
Lady with a temper. And
careful, Tim. I'd walk away from that riverbank if I were you.
There's some videos that have shown up recently of her yelling at a staff member, for example, that got into the background of a video shot that she was doing and everything. But she decided to sit down at a local TV station and do an interview. She was asked some questions, but she kind of lost her temper during the interview.
That's disappointing.
Let me tell you, as a reporter, she was upset with follow-up questions. Listen, let's just listen to this. This is how the exchange went. Cut 16.
What do you say to the 40% of California voters who you'll need in order to win, who voted for Trump?
How would I need them in order to win, ma'am?
Well, unless you think you're going to get 60% of the vote. You think you'll get 60%. Everybody who did not vote for Trump will vote for you. That's what you're
saying. In a general election, yes. If it is me versus a Republican, I think that I will win.
So you don't
think... I feel like this is unnecessarily argumentative. What is your question?
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other candidate has answered our follow-ups.
I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation in which you ask me about every issue on this list. And if every question you're going to make up a follow-up question, then we're never going to get there.
Ms. Porter.
And we're just going to circle around.
I am an investigative
reporter. I have
never
had to do this before, ever.
Ladies, please.
Huh? Calm down.
Calm down.
Wow.
Calm down. Listen, now, I got to tell you, this woman, what's her name?
Katie Porter.
Katie Porter, she's running for governor of California.
Yes.
But she's got to win the Democrat primary, right?
That's right.
Is she favored?
They have a weird system in California.
Really?
They throw all the names in a pot.
Yeah.
And the top two that come out run.
So whether they're Republican or Democrat.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this way. She is correct that if you have a one-on-one with a Republican, she doesn't need any Trump voters.
Most likely, probably not. But then the question, I had to edit this down for time. One of the questions was, well, what happens if you run against another Democrat? And she says, well, I don't plan on doing that. Well, of course you don't. But
but she could very easily.
Yes,
because
you could have
two Democrats at the top of the ticket, maybe.
Yeah, probably
Receiving the most votes. Anyway, so she
what gets me is she said, I don't want this to be on tape. Well, too late. We're recording this. And the fact that she says she's never gotten a follow-up question before.
What is?
I think Trump changed everything with media. I think Trump's...
I've never heard him say no to a follow-up question, though.
What is she doing now? I mean, what is she in politics?
She's a
congresswoman.
Member of Congress, yeah.
Congresswoman from California.
Yeah.
From 2019 to 2025.
Mm. Yeah.
No, I'm saying what I mean by that, President Trump's treatment of the media changed the way that all other politicians feel like they can deal with the media now.
Could be, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They feel like the politicians do that they can be combative with the media itself. That used to really not be the case as much. So I think Trump, I'm just saying, you know, probably to his credit, he changed the way. Remember fake news and.
Can I ask you guys something?
You can ask.
Okay. This is an honest question. I was just joking around about the ladies calm down thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just being a little bit provocative.
You were
okay.
And misogynist.
A little bit misogynist.
You were mansplaining.
But just a little bit.
Only because I know my wife is not listening to the program. So that's when
I get away with it.
I get brave. Very brave. All right. So let me ask you. This is an honest question.
Okay. As opposed to most questions.
Well, as opposed to me not having any ulterior motives.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you. All right.
So
bring it.
So President Trump, candidate Trump, a man. Okay, I'm asking the question. Do you think a man gets away with being more confrontational than a woman?
In general?
Yes, as a political candidate. So that, because to your point, I just thought about this when you were talking about how President Trump changed things, where now candidates can be
for
more combative.
For better or worse, he changed the whole.
Do you think it matters whether that's a man or a woman doing that and being combative? And I'm thinking about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton had very high
a woman.
Unfavorability ratings.
Yeah.
And some people think it was because she was fairly combative.
I just think she had a bad personality.
Well, that could be it too.
But so I'm just asking you guys. Short answer, I know Fred also wants to weigh in on this, but a short answer from me is yes. I think possibly it is a better. It's not as good a look for a woman to be that combative in our culture today. However, in this case, a man or a woman who says they don't want to take any follow up questions, they're right for the criticism.
I think it's good to give a little background on this. This reporter, I think she was with local ABC. She had a list of questions that she's been asking all the Democrats, the same questions.
Right,
I got you.
So Katie Porter knew that going into this. This reporter was inviting in each of these candidates. Here's what I'm going to ask you. And she got all ticked.
Well, and she got upset because she said she accused the reporter of doing follow-up questions. But that was only because Katie Porter basically refused to answer the question. She was asked whether you need to appeal to the 40% of California voters who voted for Donald Trump. And then she said, why would I need to appeal to them? She's the one who invited a follow-up question, then got upset when the follow-up questions came.
Yeah. The fun, you know, the interesting thing right now in the polling in California, she's leading.
Yeah.
Katie Porter.
Well, she's probably, as a congresswoman, she's probably got a pretty good, pretty high.
How many are running?
Name recognition.
Name recognition.
I think seven or eight.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. Fred, I wanted to ask you this. The question just slipped from my mind. Let me look up that thing and I'll come back to you on it.
Do you need to walk out of the room, walk back in here?
Maybe.
That way you can remember what you were going to say.
I know what it was. I remember now.
Okay.
How often do you think she's had to have a very tough interview in California as a Democrat?
And that's probably another element in this.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. We're on the same team, reporter.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing this to me.
Right.
But it looks really bad because they kept rolling. The camera kept rolling. So all of this is out there. It just came out yesterday. And even some Democrats who were interviewed after this came out, this is not good. This is not a good look for us.
All right. Are we done talking about California politics now?
If you'd like to be done with it.
That's all I want to talk about it.
Okay.
you're listening to a Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, Fred, and Steve Paisley-Jordahl, thanks for joining us, everybody. We're at 13,908 pledges to American Family Radio since Tuesday morning. We're going to close out Share-a-thon this afternoon. So this is day three of 3 days. We're at $3.1 million. We hope to be at four or over by the time we close out Share-a-thon this afternoon. We're going to stop at 6 o'clock Central Time. Okay, I'm going to be on with Abraham Hamilton III, the last 20 minutes or so, and we'll close out Share-a-thon, and we'll go into our phone volunteer room, and we'll hold hands, and we'll sing the doxology and pray. That's how we end Share-a-thons and have for a long, long time here at American Family Radio. So we want to include your pledge. If you believe in what we're doing here at AFR, pick up the phone and call and make a gift and be as generous as you can. Would you please help us? Because we are a listener-supported Christian radio network. If we don't get any money from the government, like National Public Radio has, or the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And you know what? If the government came and offered us money, we wouldn't take it. We wouldn't take it. And you might say, well, Tim, why wouldn't you take it? I would say, because if you take money from the government, there's going to be strings attached.
Yes.
Okay? So, no, thank you. We don't want any money from the government. And we don't have some big corporation underwriting what we're doing here, or some billionaire underwriting what we're doing here. We are supported by people who give monthly. That's the backbone of our financial support. And you know what? We like it that way. Okay? I've seen churches where one or two people make up the over 50% of the income, and then they dictate to the church what happens, right? And that's just the way humanity works. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry. It's not my fault. But you understand.
Yes.
You understand my point.
You're sorry that it's that way.
I'm sorry that it's that way, but that's the way it is, and we all know it. So you don't want one or two people being responsible for financing a ministry like this. Although we haven't had to entertain that problem.
We haven't had to search our
that
souls.
That temptation has not come before us before, and I don't know what I'd do if somebody said, hey, let me give you several million dollars. We'd probably take it.
Unless it was from the lottery. Maybe.
Well, from the lottery.
Oh, the lottery winner?
You mean there's a lottery going to give to us?
No, if somebody won the lottery, wanted to share the winners.
I would say yes. Huh? This is the hypothetical.
Gambling. Yeah, this is the hypothetical.
And I haven't thought through it, so please don't send me Bible verses right now, because I hadn't even thought through it, but I'm
saying. Well, the fact of the matter is we don't ask our donors where they get their money.
Right.
So I doubt we would even know if someone said, hey, I got $1 million hanging around.
Yeah, I was waxing eloquent.
Yeah.
Wasn't I?
Yeah, you absolutely were waxing.
So anyway, eloquent. Steve, the journalist, had to challenge.
Yeah.
What if it's dirty money?
You should have done like Katie Porter. This is outrageous.
This is outrageous. I don't need any follow-up questions.
He has to make me walk out. He's not going to walk out on his own show.
Refocus, people. Refocus. Huh? Fred, do you see what I have to deal with?
I know.
You're just sitting there watching me, Fred. I'm caught in the middle.
I know.
Joker's on the left.
You need help?
Clowns
on the right of me. I got that backwards.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in the middle. Okay. Steelers wheel, 1973.
Good. That's
Look it
great,
up.
Tim.
Huh? Am I right?
I'm an ex-DJ. Are you remembering this?
You know who the lead singer for that?
No.
Wait a second. You accuse Steve and I of getting this off track.
Y'all are the ones
and now you're about
you
to
did
go
that on purpose to get me starting singer down the road. Because you know I'm easily distracted. I think that's the reason. I'll just finish with this.
Yes.
And then I'll get back to Sheraton.
Yeah.
Steelers Wheel was the group.
Yes.
Stuck in the Middle with You.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who lived through the 70s remember that song.
Yeah. Yes.
The lead singer for Steelers Wheel, the name of the group, our wheel, was Jerry Rafferty.
Oh.
How about that?
Winding My Way Down on Baker Street. Yeah. Ever heard that song?
Yes.
You never cease to amaze me on stuff like that.
All right. 70s music.
Was the best.
I know pretty much everything about it. Yeah. All right, so here we go. If you want to make a gift to American Family Radio and be as generous as you can. I think this all started by me talking about how we're supported by monthly donations.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And we're asking you for a monthly donation to help us underwrite the mission of American Family Radio. And the phone number to do that is 877-616-2396. If you want to know, American Family Radio, we've been on the air since 1991. Okay, so we've been doing these share-a-thons since 1991. So we've been around a long time. We have
170
radio stations that we own and operate across the country. So check us out, American Family Radio. I'm just telling you, for those who are new to us, how long we've been on the air. And my dad, Don Wildman, started this, had the vision given to him by the Holy Spirit of God, and he followed through with it. And he not alone, but he was the primary reason why this network was built and how it was built and the sustainability of it, because he built it knowing that God called him to do it, and people have responded always to our asking twice a year for financial help. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. Call that number and be as generous as you can and make a gift. 877-616-2396. Let's hear from one of our listeners.
My name is Lonnie. I'm calling from Humble, Texas. AFR has helped me out a lot. It helps me to keep in touch with the Lord during the day. It's a good reminder that God loves us, and it's a good teaching tool, AFR is, and they have current events also, keeping the people informed of what's going on. It's an excellent network, so I'm very happy that it exists. Thank you.
Wow. Well, thank you, brother.
Sweet.
Huh?
Short and sweet.
Absolutely. Hey, we want to thank somebody here. Lunch is being served to us free. Did you guys know this?
I did not know that.
To the people helping at Share-a-thon and to our staff, our lunch is being provided by Blue Coast Burrito out of Florence, Alabama.
Yeah.
That's
nice. Florence, Alabama from here is an hour and a half. And these fine folks drove down to and brought their food and going to serve us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple times. Blue Coast Burrito.
So if you live in the Florence, Alabama
area, patronize these folks.
Check them out. They're helping the staff here at American Family Radio.
Blue Coast Burrito in Florence, Alabama. All right, we're going to take a short time out right here and be back with more of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Our Share-a-thon theme is Yes, He Can. Yes, God can do all things. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We're going to be back momentarily with Steve, Fred, Ed, and Tim. That's me, speaking third person.
American Family Studios director and producer, M.D. Perkins.
I grew up in Tupelo, and my parents were supporters of the ministry, so I always knew the name Don Wildman, Tim Wildman, knew Rusty Benson because he was a friend of our family, went to church with them, so I knew of what was happening with the AFA Journal. We got those in the house. So I was always familiar from a young age with AFA, listened to JJ on the radio driving to school here in Tupelo, but it was later in life when I got connected with the ministry because I had gone to film school and studied film and television production and had moved back to Tupelo to kind of get our feet under us as a family. And through a fellow church member, ended up getting connected with what was happening with American Family Studios and some of the documentary work that they were trying to get off the ground. And so came in as an editor, ended up moving into the role of producer on some projects, worked on The God Who Speaks and In His Image. And you know, I have to admit that when I first started at AFA, I wasn't fully sold on the culture war concept. I mean, I appreciated, you know, some of the awareness and things like that, and certainly appreciated aspects of the ministry, but that kind of core missional aspect of AFA, you know, I have to admit, I wasn't fully sold on that. But really, it was through working on In His Image that I began to see the way in which the homosexual agenda had taken hold in society from a perspective that I had not fully appreciated to that point. And it was through that project, really, that I gained a fuller sense of clarity as to why AFA stood in the way that it did, why it spoke in the way that it did, why it approached some of these topics in the way that it did. And, you know, through God's providence, I ended up doing research on a book called Dangerous Affirmation about gay Christianity within the church and kind of the spread of that movement, the influence of that movement within Christian circles. And so that really laid that burden on my own heart in a way similar to Don, you know, digging into the research, trying to look at kind of what was actually underneath the surface of so many of these things. And I felt that same burden myself as I began to research these topics and kind of see what was happening there. And then through working on our current project, Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, our new documentary coming out later this year, you know, being able to see from that level of perspective the burden that Don had and the things that were motivating him and the things that were happening in society that really did need to be addressed. And sadly, the way in which many believers within the church were hesitant to jump on board and join him in his cause. And what would have been different if more people had listened up initially to some of the warnings that he was shouting? You know, we leave that in the Lord's hands. But either way, the statement that Don often made, God has called us not to be successful, but to be faithful. And so that distinction between faithfulness and success, you know, we often want to, we're Americans, we're pragmatic, we want to think about what can we do and initiate some kind of result. But Don, with that biblical perspective on the fact that God calls us to do something and we leave in His hands the fruit of that effort, and we trust that He will bless that. And so those are some of the reasons that I'm grateful to work for AFA. I appreciate the ministry more than I did when I first started here. And I hope that people will continue to support the work that we do and enable us to continue to be faithful in the many generations ahead.
This is Glenda, McCrory, Arkansas. I first found American Family Radio when I could not get the regular station I listened to while I was a rural carrier for the United States Postal Service. And I was not aware of y'all's station, but I have been a listener ever since. Y'all keep us informed, keep us updated, and I certainly do appreciate it. We need y'all desperately. Thank you.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Yes, he did. So yes, he can.
And welcome back. It is Share-a-thon, our fall Share-a-thon. It's
day three.
Third day. This is it, folks. If you're a procrastinator, now is your time.
Right.
This is your time to step forward. Step out of the crowd
Shine.
Of people who are going by and not paying attention.
Right.
And give to Share-a-thon.
Right.
This is your last day to do that.
Do
the
that.
Number to call is 877-616-2396. Now, we do have, for the next 25 minutes, a $175 challenge.
$175. Whoa.
$175.
We're really stretching.
$1,000
challenge. $1,000. $175,000.
$1,000 challenge until noon Central Time.
That's you didn't realize what you did there, did you?
Did I say $175?
You did.
I did?
You did like a bill at Outback for two people in today's America.
And that's... I've made the opposite mistake when I've talked about the premiums, and I've said a couple of times, one-time gift of $150,000 or more.
Yeah, we'll send you a premium.
What will we? Listen, if you give $150,000, Tim and I will
right.
come to your house.
Right.
And
we'll cook you breakfast.
Homemade pasta. How's that?
Right. In a used Winnebago.
In a used Winnebago. 877-616-2396. You know what? I'm issuing a Vitagliano challenge.
Okay.
If you're out there and you want to give $150,000, Tim and I will come and I will make you my homemade sauce and we'll make you some pasta.
Are you serious?
I would do that.
Are you serious, Clark?
For $150,000, would you do that? I'm serious.
I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it.
You can cut up the garlic.
One night.
You can cut up the garlic. Yeah, one dinner. You know.
Wow.
877.
I'd like to taste your special sauce. I haven't tasted your... special sauce, I don't think.
Well, for a donation of $150,000.
I'll talk to Allison about it. I don't know. We got Christmas coming up. So I don't know if we can afford $175 in our budget or not.
Yeah.
I get a little worried, though, when somebody says I have a special sauce. What does that mean?
It is my mom's
recipe.
Family recipe. Family recipe. I'm not giving you the recipe.
Right.
I'm just going to use
right.
it to make you a nice sauce.
Okay.
877-616-2396.
That's our phone number.
That's our phone number. There are folks waiting to hear from you right down the hall from us.
Yep.
You'll speak of the English.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You were saying that was they speak English.
They speak English.
So you don't have to hit for SBNO, hit two.
No. For
I don't know why they hit.
I don't even know what accent I was using.
You just slipped over.
Speak of the English. That might be German or something.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
The point is,
we are like 4 year olds. You're distracted by the shiny object in the room.
Squirrel.
All right, Steve, what's your next story?
All right, it's not politics necessarily, but we do have to go back to California for this. The mask mandates are back.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, we're really covering California today, aren't we?
Well,
your former home state.
It is my former home
state. What's wrong with these people?
Sonoma County, which is a landmass that's above San Francisco, so it would be north of where I grew up. Anyway, the public health department issued a mandate that anybody who enters certain healthcare facilities in the county have to wear a mask.
Okay.
Skilled nursing facilities, some long-term care facilities, infused centers, dialysis centers, places where older people might be gathering.
Yeah.
And it's not just any mask. It has to be a surgical mask. And they give the numbers, the KN95, et cetera. And they have also updated their vaccine guidelines, and now they are strongly recommending vaccines for everybody 6 months of age and older.
You mean COVID vaccines?
COVID vaccines.
Hey, can I say something here?
Yes.
Raise my hand.
Stop me from
saying
Excuse me,
that. Teacher. I got one word, California. These people. Now, I know some parts of California, there are sane people, S-A-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing that, Steve?
Well, because I think the government got a taste of power.
During COVID, and they want it back?
They want it back. The mask mandate will run from November 1st until March 31 of 2026, and it will be put in place annually.
All right.
But this is just healthcare facilities. It's not like healthcare. All government buildings.
Now, you know what? Yeah. There are some people that need to have to wear masks for medical, for genuine medical reasons. You know what I'm saying? People who are real vulnerable to maybe.
But this is people going in to these
public.
Buildings.
Yeah, they would say they don't want them carrying in diseases to these folks. But
if only they could have, if only they could come up with some sort of vaccine where you wouldn't get COVID or spread it.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Mm. Let me call my doctor. He's in Orlando. It's Fauci's number.
That hasn't been invented yet. All right.
Regardless of what you've heard.
All right. Next story, and I'm saying no more California.
Nope. This is not a California story at all.
Okay.
In fact, this is coming out of the University of Michigan. They're doing research. And by the way, we're getting into the good news portion of our show.
Oh, that's good.
So we
had Sandy on last hour.
Yeah.
Sour Sandy. She brought us down, man.
Well,
did you hear?
Let me bring you up. Okay. Yeah, I did. I listened to
it's
a little
time
bit.
It's time to up with people, Steve.
Up with people. Their researchers at University of Michigan have found a way to attack cancer cells with ultrasound. So basically what was happening, this is they kind of stumbled on this. They were looking at how to how ultrasound, if you just put a lot of ultrasound on cancer cells, it was kind of wasn't very accurate, everything, but it was so loud that the people in the building were complaining. So she decided, the researchers decided to shorten the bursts and up the, what they did is they took it out of audible hearing range, and all of a sudden, it got very accurate and very, very effective.
Huh.
So,
wait a minute. So you're telling me, these are researchers at the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And having to do with cancer treatment, right?
Yes.
Research on
a
research.
Particular kind of cancer?
The ones that they mentioned here, liver cancer is what they mentioned here. But
and they used ultrasound?
Ultrasound.
Now, I'm going to... Okay, we're talking like a sound. So it's making sound, and that's what's causing the vibrations?
Yeah,
are they good vibrations?
Yes. Beach Boys are first.
Okay.
First
but you're telling me this must be some kind of a early on study.
This is in the early 2000s, and they discovered a whole new science, I guess is what they're calling it, histotripsy. HISTOTRIPSY. And that's what they're calling this use. It was approved by the Food and Drug Administration for treatment of liver tumors in October of 2023. And the following year, a small study, found that the approach achieved technical success against 95% of liver tumors.
So is it going to be used now?
It's
broadly?
It is to the point where for that particular cancer is right. They have businesses now that have started up offering this.
And it works.
95%.
Praise the Lord.
Technical
anything
success.
That could beat cancer, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what technical success means as opposed to other success, but it's working.
Does ultrasound mean using sound as we know it?
Well, Tim, ultrasound imaging uses high-frequency sound waves to create real-time images of, let's say, internal body structures.
ChatGPT.
Soft...
Man, at the top of your head like that, Ed. I'm really
soft
phenomenal. Tissues, organs, and blood flow without using ionizing radiation. Now that's important.
Yes.
You don't want to use the ionizing radiation because you don't want additional radiation exposure.
That's good point. Yep. Hey, that does work though.
It's been used.
The reason
for
you brought this story up because it's a good news story.
Yeah.
That cancer is being treated by this. What is it called?
It's called histotripsy.
But it's using
ultrasound.
Yeah, ultrasound. They use those. They've been using those in pregnancies to look at the baby before they're born for years.
Yeah, but you didn't think that would affect cancer, would you?
Well, that must be the thing that they're doing is they changed the
they just turned the
intensity.
Knob up to 11.
Yeah, right.
they turned the sound up where only dogs can hear it.
Well, actually, the whole office was hearing it. And then they turned it up a little bit more, and then it went out of human hearing.
Yeah,
right.
As they become more precise on this, the good thing is this treatment doesn't damage good cells around the tumor,
right?
Which is what they've been aiming for. It's also cheaper.
Now, Fred, I think you were public with the fact that you had went through some treatment.
Yes,
and was it this kind of sound wave?
It was proton, which was reasonably cutting edge at the time.
It's the same kind of targeting of individual cells, right?
That is correct.
That's going to be so helpful when researchers can find ways. You know, right now with chemotherapy and stuff like that, you're basically poisoning the human body. And hoping, this is my layman's understanding, and hope that the cancer cells all die before you do. And that's why things like chemotherapy are so difficult for people to endure. And so if you can target the bad cells and leave the good cells alone, that's huge.
Yep. All right. How would President Trump say that?
Huge.
There you go, right there. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We're over 14,000 pledges.
Yeah.
And we want to thank some folks who've called in. Do you have them in there in front of you?
Fred? I do.
Fred, you do five. Ed will do five, and I'll do five.
All right. Anthony in Cecilia, Kentucky. Katie in Saltillo, Mississippi. And we have Garrett in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Mississippi. Tim in Mount Calm, Texas. And Bianca, I believe it is, in Shelnob, Minnesota.
Missouri, M-O.
Missouri. Yes, my screen
wouldn't
let me get.
You're an American now. You need to learn your states.
No, my screen wouldn't let me see the state.
No. Well, mine does. Okay. M-O. Just trying to help you out, Fred.
Yeah, okay.
No disrespect.
M-O, okay. Missouri.
I'm still earning my provinces. Right?
All right, there you go.
Do you know what the province label is for Saskatchewan, Ed?
S-K?
I think.
Is it S-K?
Is it S-K?
Yeah, it's Saskatchewan.
Yeah. So, all right, I want to thank Max from, is that Lafayette, Indiana, or Lafayette? Because there's three different ways.
Lafayette there. Lafayette.
Lafayette.
All right, Lafayette, Indiana. Frank from Corpus Christi, Texas. Donald from Waller, Texas. William from Van Buren, Arkansas. And Michael, my middle name, from Mount Vernon, Illinois.
I've been to a lot of those places. Tresha in Humboldt, Kansas. Kathy in Amory, Mississippi.
There you go.
Steve's town.
That is.
You know Kathy?
I do, yeah. Kathy and I go way back.
All right. Wow. That's a small world. Steve's in studio with us, and Kathy from Amory, Mississippi calls in. Garrett in Did I already say this? Garrett in Vicksburg.
Well, the screen keeps refreshing and adds new, and so it's hard to remember who we've mentioned.
Well, we need
to mention Garrett, though.
Okay. Anthony in Meeker, Oklahoma. William in Van Buren, Arkansas. Van Buren, I should say. Donald in Waller, Texas. And Faye in Moultrie, Georgia. So there you go. Folks calling in from all over the country. You did mention Michael in Mount Vernon.
I did.
Mount Vernon, Illinois. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's the Yes, He Can Share-a-thon, Fall 2025. We only do this twice a year, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. So whatever we may be accused of, it can't be for, there's those Christians begging for money all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we don't beg for money all the time. We, as you said, my dad often said, we treat our listeners like adults.
That's right. We don't, adults understand that you got to pay for all the things that we have here.
Right.
And it's we have a number of different departments here.
We do.
American Family Radio, I think, is probably
engineering, satellite time. We have to pay for the vans out there in the parking lot so they can go fix radio stations that go off the air, and that happens from time to time. We have personnel whose families like to eat.
Right.
Here. Uh-huh. So we have a lot of things we have to pay for here. At American Family Radio to keep this network on the air. And so the way we're able to do that is because people give us donations. So we're listener-supported Christian radio. Let's hear from one of our fine listeners, and then we'll come back.
Yes, my name is Ron. I'm a deputy sheriff in Decatur County, Tennessee. I was just calling to share with the listeners that 3 years ago, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened by the Holy Spirit, and he guided me into the living room, and the next thing I knew, I was on my knees, and I was hearing the most powerful voice unimaginable, and it was our Lord Jesus Christ, and he was telling me, tell them I'm coming very, very soon. Tell them I'm coming very, very soon. Now, I was not dreaming. I was not sleepwalking. This really did happen to me 3 years ago, and I'm obeying my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. So I don't want to stand before him and not be able to cast crowns at his feet. I want to be a soul winner, and I want to encourage all my other brothers and sisters who wear the uniform of police officers. When you have a person in the back seat and you're transporting them to jail, that's a perfect opportunity to witness to them and tell them about Jesus. I mean, they're a captive audience, so perfect time to tell them about Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, folks, listen, thank you for that brother from Tennessee who works in law enforcement. Along those lines, he was saying that Jesus woke him up and said, tell him I'm coming soon.
Yeah.
Right? So
very, very soon.
Very, very soon. That's a song there.
Soon and very soon.
We are going to see the King. Am I right?
Yes, it is.
Who sang that?
Andre Crouch.
Oh, wow. That's a great song. So the book is the book we're sending you, if you become a monthly donor, we call monthly donors Great Commission Partners. If you become a Great Commission Partner, we're going to send, that's $30 or more a month. $30 or more a month you can commit to AFR. Then we're going to send you this book by Bert and Alex. Alex McFarland, Bert Harper. The book is called 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times. So it's a fascinating read, and you'll refer to it over and over again and pass it on to somebody else who's interested in Bible prophecy. Maybe a lot of people come to know the Lord because they're curious about world events. Isn't that right, Ed? Would you say that?
Absolutely.
People want to make sense of what's going on.
Yes.
That's how I came to know the Lord was I was reading. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but right. I was very curious. My sister had become a born-again Christian.
This is in the 70s?
This is in 1979. Had come down to witness to the entire family. I was very curious about what she was saying. My dad had bought a book a couple of years before that, Hal Lindsey's Late Great Planet Earth. I read that book, and I remember reading it all in one night and going to bed weeping. And I gave my heart to the Lord a week or so later.
And it stuck.
And it stuck.
Here we are all these years later.
All these years later. So, by the way, we also, that amazing book that you just mentioned, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy in the End Times by Alex McFarland and Bert Harper, you can't get that anywhere else. It is hot off the press two days ago. And so... if you become a Great Commission Partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you not only get that book, by the way, you also get the 2026 Founders Planner. And here's the number to call if you would like to become a Great Commission Partner, 877-616-2396.
What's that number again, Ed?
877-616-2396.
Call now.
And you will get a live person just down the hall from us, or you can give safely and securely online at AFR.net.
All right, Fred, Tim, Ed, what's your next story, Steve?
All right, I want to talk to all of you out there who, after giving to American Family Association, might have a little chunk of change left and are having trouble finding a name for your child. Taylor Humphrey is a woman who a few years ago started a business. She charges parents $10,000, between $10,000 and $30,000 to find the right baby name. $10,000 a name. So if you have if you're having trouble figuring out what name to name your kid and have an extra $10,000, again, after you've given to Share-a-thon,
right?
You might want to give
for how much?
Taylor, $10,000.
I'll do it for $1,000.
Yeah. Name their kid?
I mean, I know I'm undercutting her right there.
Yeah, you are, but and how do you know you'd be good at it, though?
Listen, this lady, it's a lady, right?
It is.
It's a lady. She she'll even charge you more if you've got money hanging around.
The $30,000, she can upcharge you. And what she does, add-on services include things like identifying a unique name aesthetic, baby name branding. You get your own, you know, T-shirt or something.
Baby name branding.
Baby name branding.
Oh.
Getting a genealogist to compose a list of names. So I looked up, what are some of the names? She doesn't publish the names, just like get the list.
Not. Yeah.
But they have come out in some interviews. So general neutral names, she is expecting a rise in 2025 for names like Sterling, Palmer, Finley, and Tegan. These are general gender neutral names.
Why would you, what would make them popular?
Well,
in particular,
gender neutral names, because we're in a lot of gender confusion in this society of ours.
Just ask Pat.
Yeah. Other names for a boy, Stellan. She sold to one couple. Stellan.
Stellan?
Alternative. Is that like Soren.
Is that like?
It means peaceful and calm.
Oh, okay. Well.
For a girl, she suggested Mara.
Yeah. I've heard that
or
one before.
Or Humphrey.
For a girl?
No, that's her name. No,
that's a good name for
Humphrey
a camel.
Buys a client just, yeah, sorry.
Fred.
Mara.
For Fred siblings, comes through.
Or names like for sibling set, Grady, Wilson, Waylon, and Fletcher.
And the boys.
And the boys, right? Waylon and Fletcher and the boys.
This successful life we're living.
Yeah, so anyway, I went into the wrong business, apparently. I could be making
that's a lot of pressure, though.
Speaking of songs, it's Humphrey the Camel. That's a song.
Oh, that's a song?
Humphrey the Camel?
Is that like from Romper Room? What is that from?
I think that was, what's his name? He's a comedian. He's passed away now.
Ray Stevens?
Ray Stevens.
Oh.
Humphrey the Camel.
Humphrey the Camel.
I know he had about the squirrel in Pascagoula. You remember that one?
Was he the one that did
that was
Ahab,
hilarious.
Ahab the Arab?
Yes. Yeah, Ahab the Arab. Yeah.
And I guess he
could you do that today and get away with it?
I don't think so.
What was that? You couldn't sing about Ahab the Arab today, right? You'd be canceled.
Yeah. Well,
was there anything wrong with that song? Is
no? I don't think so. There's there's people in the Middle East. There's someone in the Bible named
Ahab.
Ahab. Yeah.
And he was an Arab.
Yeah.
Probably.
Isn't there a town named Arab? One of the
Arab, Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where Ahab was from.
If you're looking for popular names,
yes.
Right.
I go to our list of pledgers.
Hey, there you go.
What are you talking about?
David, James, John, Michael, Robert, Linda, William.
Mary, Richard, Susan.
There no imagination.
There you go.
You can't go wrong with the tried and time-tested names.
Yes. Yeah.
That you just mentioned here, Fred.
Doesn't cost you a cent.
No. That's right.
Save $10,000 or $30,000.
You can't go wrong with David, James, John, Michael.
Listen, you don't necessarily want to do all that ancestry stuff. I don't
know where you'll end up.
I found out.
Yeah.
I found out where my name comes from. It's what? Not.
Edward?
You can't tell us?
No, I'm talking about Vitagliano. Talking about the.
What they did.
I'm being serious. My name goes apparently all the way back
to the Bible.
To an illegitimate child of a pope.
How did you learn this?
My sister had one of those search things.
Yeah,
Oh
man, does when you learn that, do you feel like you're like royalty, or you're illegitimate?
I felt the opposite.
Felt like you don't want the world to know this. Probably.
I guess it's too late for that.
Yeah, because you just told us. So you go back to an illegitimate child of one of the early popes.
This is according to this group that supposedly did the research. You get the little V and this is where your name comes from. I absolutely have no idea whether it's legitimate. But
you didn't pay $10,000.
I didn't pay for it. My sister did.
You know, this is going to come up again on another program.
Yeah.
I wish now. Is it too late to
No, you can't take that
take
back.
That back?
No, you can't.
And you don't want any follow-up questions about it either, do you?
No follow-ups.
Boy, talk about a letdown, though, right? You learn that?
At least a child of a Roman emperor or
something like that. We'll be back a little bit later. Have a good afternoon. Keep listening to Share-a-thon.